From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Motorrad is a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal engine management and evaporative emission solution for nearly every ICE hybrid and EV vehicle on the road today. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. We recently had the chance to sit down with Brandon Kite, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon talked about how Motorrad provides leading vehicle coverage.
We strive for coverage of 95 to 98% of U.S. vehicles on the road in all of our 15 product categories. At Motorrad, we feature first-to-market products, meaning as new vehicles hit the market, we want to offer products for them within 9 to 12 months. This is obviously well before the warranty period is over and helps fill a void, as dealerships typically don't have readily available stock on these parts. Motorrad's new product launch plan includes an astonishing 2,500 products released in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
You can find out more about Motorrad's leading coverage at motorrad.com.
With Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is, remember, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. Dan and I are here, sitting by the phone, hand perched, ready to grab it at any second. If you want to call us, 866-365-7746. We'll sit here for a whole hour, whether you call us or not. And, you know, sometimes it's just me and Dan staring at each other, and Dan gets really bored.
Right, well, there? Actually, Brian, you know, it's you're like a hypnotist. I'll tell you, you're very, very. What do we call that? We're doing a mind transfer.
Yeah. Sleep, Dan.
And boy, oh boy, you know, I'll tell you what. I don't like what you're thinking about me. So,
think is not my strong suit. You know this. Want to remind everybody as we get started here that Speed Perks is now Advanced Rewards. A fresh new look for the rewards program that you already love. Earn points every time you shop and enjoy, not every, you can enjoy every bonus offer on your favorite product. It's the easiest way to save at Advance Auto Parts. Just want to write that down. Dan, we got an email here. Let's start off with. This is from Kirk. And he wants to talk about maintenance on his car. Now, he doesn't tell us what kind of car, but he has 31,000 miles on it currently. And he says, I would like to know about doing a little more advanced maintenance to the trans fluid change, or the transfusion, as you call it, and antifreeze flush on the system. He goes, with 31,000 miles, is it too early in the life cycle of the vehicle to be concerned about transmission and cooling system service?
I would say it's never too early. You know, and here's what we don't know. We don't know driving habits.
Yeah.
You don't know if he's a city guy, on the road, a combination of both. But what I've learned, even though the manufacturers state that, you know, you can go 100,000 miles on a transmission service and cooling systems don't need to be serviced for 5 years or 150,000 miles, I'll tell you what, I call it a basic drain and fill. And, you know, with a lot of my customers that I have within the shop, you know, you've got a vehicle that has 36,000 miles and it's 3 years old and city driving, it's back and forth. Best time to do a drain and fill, especially on the transmission, because of one simple reason. Stop and go driving, heat. And you know, naturally, when you do a drain and fill, you're not really taking everything out like if you were doing a purge. or some people will call it a flush. I don't like that word, because sometimes a flush, a powerful flush, can create problems, especially if you do it over 100,000 miles. But best time to do it. I mean, we can think back a little bit about your Equinox, that you were doing that when it was in for an oil change. Your vehicle was very simple because all it had was a 11 millimeter plug at the bottom of the transmission. They would pull the plug, measure what came out of it.
Yep.
And then, of course, replace what was drained out back into the vehicle. So this way, it helps it. It's cleansing slowly. That's why sometimes, we'll refer to it as a transfusion. It has the new additive package that's in there, and it helps clean it. Just like on the coolant, for an example, you may not get no more than maybe a gallon out of it, but the good news is you can run Advance Auto Parts, and Peak coolants are made for your vehicle. He can buy the pre-mixed coolant, and as he drains it out, same thing, measure it. If you pull out a gallon, you put in a gallon of the pre-mix for your make and model of car. I mean, there's 10 different coolants out there, so make sure it's always specified for your vehicle. And speaking of them two areas, there's also things if you don't have electronic power steering, you can also use, and they would extract or use a evacuator to pull the the power steering fluid out. You can add to that. What's pretty critical, and we don't talk about it all the time, that would be a brake fluid. Brake fluid is hygroscopic. In other words, what can happen is it attracts moisture over time. And what's a bad thing in a braking system is moisture, because of the ABS components, the hydraulic control unit, and other components. Not a bad idea to do that. Even if you don't necessarily have to, go to the bleeder screws and bleed the system out. A lot of the reservoirs in the master cylinders are quite big. You can get something if you're a do-it-yourself, or something as simple as a turkey baster, and pull out the fluid that you need. And of course, when you pull it out, you'll have on the reservoir, there's normally a minimum and a maximum to fill for the brake fluid. And look at the cap. In many cases, it'll say if it's a .3 type fluid or a .4 fluid, make sure you use the proper brake fluid when you do that. But just these little simple things like this can always extend the life of the vehicle. And it's never too early to do this type of service. And again, we're being very generic because of the fact that Kirk did not mention anything at all about the, what make or model.
Right.
But it can apply to many vehicles.
Sure, sure. So 31,000 miles seems like about the right time to start doing that.
Oh, like, absolutely. Absolutely. Keep in mind, too, like if you had a GM pickup truck or a Ford, you should do it at 30,000, even if it's a drain and fill. You don't necessarily have to replace the transmission fluid if it's equipped with one that's removable, but best time to do it because, again, it rejuvenates some of the fluid that's in there. And I would also recommend on what we spoke about, too, it doesn't hurt even in low mileage like that to make sure down the line that you use a fuel system cleaner.
Oh, sure.
Whether it's, Hotshot Secret would be a good one to use. But overall, it's never, again, too early to do this type of maintenance.
Yeah. And like I said, 31,000 feels like about the right time to start thinking about it seriously anyway.
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. Well, there's some good advice for you, Kirk. Hopefully that'll get you started. Anybody else want advice? We're right here. You won't see it coming. A small leak, a quick rise on the temperature gauge, and then engine failure. By the time you pull over, it's too late. Thousands in damage, all from a leak that could have been stopped in minutes. KSEAL Seal's head gasket block and radiator leaks just shake, pour, and go. Don't wait for the warning light. Protect your engine now with KSEAL. It's available nationwide at most automotive parts retailers. You can learn more at KSEAL.com. And remember what we always tell you. You don't just seal it. UK sealant. Speed Perks is now Advanced Rewards at Advance Auto Parts, featuring a fresh new look and more ways to save. Earn points every time you shop, plus enjoy bonus offers on products that you buy most. Rack up rewards fast with $5 for every 500 points earned. Download the Advance Auto Parts mobile app to track your points, access exclusive deals, even combine coupons up to $100 for your next purchase. You can learn more at AdvanceAutoParts.com. That's AdvanceAutoParts.com. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. In the world of auto repair, fine for now is just another way of saying, see you soon. Whether it's a timing belt, timing chain, or serpentine belt, the experts at Daco know it's important to replace surrounding parts, like tensioners and pulleys, at the same time. That helps prevent unexpected breakdowns and roadside headaches. That's why Daco offers one of the widest kit selections available with premium quality parts designed to work together, making repairs more complete. You can learn more at Daco.com.
The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
We are always here on Thursday, but we're always there online. TheCarShow.com is where you can find us. It's got all the ways to reach us, our email, our voicemail, our call-in line when we're here. It's all right there. Very easy to find at TheCarShow.com. When you email us, remember your name, the year, make, model, mileage on the vehicle, and as much detail as you can give us on what the problem is. That'll help Dan diagnose give you an answer to your problem. It helps if you can call or if you email us and give us your number. We're happy to call you when we're taping. And then if Dan has any follow-up questions, because Dan always has follow-up questions. Dan's got a lot of questions, don't you, Dan?
Well, we need that information. Just like if you were going to the doctor, you need to give them all the important areas of failure. How's that sound?
Yeah, and that's makes a lot of sense because, you know, the doctor will ask you questions you might not think of, and so will the technician.
That is always true.
Yes, I want to remind everybody real quickly here that we are brought to you by Clarios, the world's largest maker of automotive batteries, including AGM batteries. AGM batteries are built to power vehicles with increased electrical demand like GPS systems, heated seats, backup cameras, and more. You can learn more right there at the newly redesigned autobatteries.com. What's been going on with you this week in the shop, Dan?
Well, you know, Brian, you just mentioned over there about backup cameras.
Yep.
This is kind of close, but it pertains to a backup sensor. One of my customers brought in her 2020 Malibu. I'm sorry, no, the Malibu, no, that's her other car because I'm looking at my computer. I'm looking at her repair history so I can give you the right information. So it was a 2020 Equinox.
Okay.
And on this vehicle, she had a complaint that her backups, you know, she doesn't have the audible alarm anymore. And, you know, looked at it, there was no apparent damage to the back sensor. In fact, there's three in the rear of this vehicle. And the backup sensor, upon further inspection, I noticed that it was pretty well plugged up with a bunch of debris. And normally, if that's dirty in that area, especially on vehicles, you know, to travel down the highways with a lot of road salts and things like that, these can get a little plugged up. Well, in her case, it was impacted. I couldn't do anything with it. So what I ended up doing, I did verify to make sure that this item was available. So I started off, as always, I called Advance Auto Parts, and I wanted to see if anything was available in the aftermarket instead of going back to the dealer. And sure enough, they do offer a backup sensor, Dorman products, that, believe it or not, too, in stock. So, you know, pretty much, I don't want to say it's a common problem, but it fits many, many different General Motors vehicles. And the good news about this is it was in stock. Got her almost on the road until I found out that I had to actually remove the rear bumper cover to do this replacement. So it's a little bit of work, okay? Yeah. But what made things the best is the sensor was about half the cost of, you know, going with the Dorman backup sensor compared to the, you know, the General Motors part.
Right.
It took care of the problem. So this may be an information cycle to let people know that if you wash your car by yourself, even if you run it through the car wash, it's not a bad idea sometimes to get the old garden hose out of there and give it a little squirt around in that area, because over time, without pressure, debris can build up in that sensor and it can create a problem. But, you know, another great OE fix from Dorman.
And you would spray the water under your bumper? I mean,
no, exactly. It's not under. You've probably noticed this on your vehicle. If you walk around, you'll see these little dime size.
Yeah, the little squares, like looking things.
Well,
right?
Some are square. Some, most of them are round.
Oh yeah.
Like a round button. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through a car wash, it really doesn't have pressure going on the back, you know, or right. In the front. So, you know, you have the brushes or the touchless stuff go by it, but it's not a bad idea that if you do wash your car on your own, to just give them a little shot over there to make sure you keep that area clean.
Okay. I wondered, it's like, are we talking about like behind the bumper where in there where it's get is, you know, or is
no, they're outside yeah. The bumper. You'll see them, you know, yeah. Many, you know, besides, you know, backup cameras and different things too. That's not a bad idea. The way some of the cameras are there, that can have a buildup of salt, you know, it can distort the view of your backup camera.
Yeah. Okay. I just was trying to make sure where I'm rinsing when I'm rinsing them off. That's all.
Yeah. Well, make sure your wife knows where.
Exactly. <so. laughs> Honey, that's not the right spot, honey. Use the hose the other way. Well, as I'm sitting in my hammock with my frilly frou-frou drink.
Well, you do that at work, too.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't I? I'm in charge. I've been here a long time. I've earned it. Out of my hammock. Got an email here. This person has a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2.5. They've replaced the starter, alternator, and the ECM. And they said still the battery's being drained even when the car's turning off. They're not sure what else could be causing this.
Well, again, okay, we don't have information like, does it take a day,
right?
A week, 3 days? Different areas of diagnosis go in. So here's the first thing I would do. If you have an aftermarket product, we'll say like a keyless remote starter for your engine. A lot of these remote starters will, you know, they actually bypass the chips. They have different resistors in there so you can actually fire up the vehicle without the key in the ignition. We want to make sure that there's not a problem with the module. It's already a 12-year-old car, and the brain or the module that controls that may have a problem internally. I've seen this many times happen, where it may not be a bad idea to start off, if it does have that aftermarket remote, to pull the fuse or unhook power to that. That would be issue number one. This is if you're doing it by yourself, but the right way to do it is having a digital volt ohmmeter, an amp meter. And what you're going to do is you're going to do a thing that's called a parasitic drain test. Okay. And how this works is the equipment would be clamped to your battery, key out of the ignition, have the windows down, you know, so if you do have to reach in, you can do this, from there. And what you start, especially to the point that you'll have a fuse box on that vehicle inside the vehicle, and then you'll have a power distribution box on the outside of the vehicle. And what you do with this equipment hooked up to it, you would simply start removing fuses one by one and watching the digital readout on the meter.
Okay.
And as soon as you see, the meter drop to the point or that the voltage goes back down to zero, that is your affected circuit. So sadly enough, it could be, you know, many different things. And one other thing that comes to mind too, that could cause this would be a rear window defogger timer relay another issue. So if we have a problem, you know, with a rear window defroster not shutting off, that could cause that. But again, this one, you know, if you're a handy person, you might be able to do it on your own. If not, it may need to go to, you know, a professional. And hopefully, you know, with diagnostics, it can get a little bit expensive, especially trying to find electrical drains or shorts within the system. But again, that's some of the most common things to look at. I would also keep in mind, too, that They have the ability to keep this vehicle, we'll say, in a garage that has no lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure, even though it's set up where after so many minutes, the interior lights will automatically shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make sure that something's not staying on inside the vehicle. Interior lights can drag it down, but sometimes that may take a couple days for that to happen. And again, we don't know, you know, what type of battery drain, you know, it could be to the fact that it drains overnight. And if that's the case, you know, we know, you know, it could be the rear window defogger timer in other areas. But again, it could be, and then the actual problem, two different things, but you need that equipment to do that.
Yeah, and that sounds like something that you might want a professional to look at, because hunting down an electric gremlin especially could be really just a pain.
Right. In many cases, I found out, though, it's because of some aftermarket installed accessories.
Okay, so start with aftermarket, do your voltmeter check, and then that should at least point you in the right direction.
Hopefully.
Excellent. We are The Car Show. Today's aftermarket solution from Dorman Products, transmission oil cooler lines with thermostatic bypass valves. Technology is everywhere on vehicles today, even transmission cooler lines. Some feature bypass valves to help get the transmission up to operating temperature quickly, limiting excess wear. But as time goes by, particulate, sediment, and wear can restrict and limit proper bypass valve operation. And if you have to replace the transmission, you'll definitely want to replace the cooler lines, especially if they're bypass valve equipped. Dorman now offers direct replacement transmission oil cooler lines with thermostatic bypass valves to optimize fluid operating temperature and to regulate flow. They're engineered from quality materials to resist failure from cracks and leaks and prevent transmission damage. And Dorman transmission oil cooler lines have undergone extensive on-vehicle testing to ensure quality and proper fit and function. With applications for select vehicles that are bypass valve equipped, as well as applications for more than two-thirds of vehicles without bypass valves, you can find Dorman transmission oil cooler lines at most automotive retailers and right there at DormanProducts.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. We are here live every Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. If you want to reach us, go to thecarshow.com. It's got all our information right there. We're very easy to reach. We're very likable, very nice guys. We're easy to talk to. Don't believe anything Cindy tells you, because she'll tell you different, but we're very nice guys. Trust us, right, Dan?
Well, hey, that's what I always say.
and you don't lie, so we know it's true. Want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by CRC. If your engine hesitates, idles rough, or wastes fuel, the problem could be a dirty throttle body. CRC throttle body and air intake cleaner removes harmful carbon and buildup, restoring airflow for smoother idling, quicker response, and better performance. You can learn more about that right there at crcindustries.com. That CRC stuff's really, I mean, I really do. The chemistry stuff always interests me, and the CRC is some of the best chemistry out there.
Oh, yeah. Regardless of whether it's fuel system cleaners or brake cleaners, the new one they have out there, which I love, is the foaming brake cleaner that does the job where instead of rinsing it off and evaporating fast, it gives it a little bit of time to foam and do its job.
Yeah.
But on the other issue, you know, last week we talked about one of my accounts that the gentleman has a used car lot. It's a buy here, pay here lot that has a lot of, you know, older vehicles with a bunch of miles on it that would be value price for the person that needs a car that, you know, it's got to get by on depending on their circumstances. So what he was extremely happy about was the products pertaining to taking care of specific problems, whether it was a leaking head gasket, which we haven't talked about this car, though, too, because a lot goes on in a week. But he was able to go to Advance Auto Parts and purchase the K-Seal Ultimate, which was an actual head gasket repair. And again, you know, when they buy these cars, they buy them in groups, just to give it a little bit of history, we'll say, from other dealers around, and they have to take the good with the bad. Well, you know, naturally, you know, you don't want to put $3,000 in a $2,000 car making that type of repair. So by using the K-Seal Ultimate head gasket repair, that cured one problem for them, which was wonderful. And that was a, you know, an older Toyota minivan. But the thing that really got him sold on the chemistry is that CRC makes a product that's called Guaranteed to Pass Emission System Cleaner. Okay. And what he had a problem with is the, he had a PO420, a check engine light that kept on coming on. Only would come on, stay off in the city, get up on the road, and it would trigger after about 10 miles worth of driving. So, you know, turned him on to the, you know, that cleaner, which again was, he was able to purchase it at Advance Auto Parts, which is nice. Nothing has to be ordered. He followed the instructions on there, and what it ended up doing, it does many things besides, you know, taking off the, you know, the check engine light, but, you know, it restores the performance in the vehicle, and it helps you with fuel economy. It cleans the fuel system. And the biggest thing about it too is, you know, tailpipe emissions. I mean, if you're in an area that you must have your vehicle smog tested before you get your license plates, and you do have specifically a problem, I highly recommend that you use the Guaranteed to Pass Emission System Cleaner. And what I like about this, he's doing all the testing for me so we can talk about it on air. And, and again, you know, he was one of these guys. He's an older gentleman that, you know, again, you know, all that stuff is snake oil, you know, but again, seeing is believing, and it took care of problems for him.
Yeah. And the stuff, I mean, I think we all fall into this as we get a little older. You view stuff as when you were younger, and you just sort of think everything's like that, and you forget everything's sort of advancing until you do use it, and you go, wow, this is way different than what I used when I was working on cars, you know.
Yeah,
the chemistry's advanced, the technology's advanced. It's, you know, I guess as you mature, I won't say get old, I'll say mature. As you mature, things change.
We know that everything from health to
exactly. My car is smarter than me, Dan. It's very disturbing to me.
Well, that's why you buy a new one every year.
Exactly. Got to keep that car thinking because I don't want to. Got an email here. This is interesting. This woman sends it, said, "This is for my husband, so I'm sorry if something in here is wrong. He just bought a 1994 Ford Ranger. It has a small hole in the fuel line that causes a drip. So he went to Advance Auto Parts, bought a metal fitting to fix it, which he says he just needs to cut the line, put the fitting in. He said he just filled up yesterday, but he doesn't have a big enough container to hold the gas, so he's going to, and this is a quote here, he says, screw it, I'm just going to cut the gas, the hose and with the gas in it and fix it quickly. She says, she just wants him to wait until the gas is lower and to siphon it out. Either way, he's going to lose some gas. She goes, can you give me a reason why he shouldn't do this or if he's going to be totally fine? She goes, I have minimal experience and knowledge on this subject, but it just doesn't sound safe to me, especially using a heat gun near pouring out gasoline.
Right. Well, here's the concern with that. Anytime we have older vehicles with rusted fuel lines, if he's trying just to repair a little area and he's using metal to repair it, sadly enough, as soon as you start moving that rusted line around, mm-hmm. you develop a new leak.
Oh, wow.
That's the first issue. So here's the thing. We don't know if it's on the pressure side of the fuel pump or the return line. She is very right. You know, it can drip and drip and drip and maybe lose a lot of fuel. And it's a safety thing here, you know, heat gun, electrical, you know, you never want to use an incandescent, lead light with a regular bulb. You always want to use LED. You want to make sure you have safety glasses on, but to eliminate all these problems, he should at least try to get the fuel out of the tank as much as he can. Okay. That's issue number one.
Yeah.
Get it out. Always before you start a repair on this fuel system, you want to make sure you remove the fuel cap. That'll remove any of the residual pressure that's in there. But what I would recommend on doing, what he needs to do, I would replace the fuel line using a nylon tubing to replace that steel line. In fact, most of your new vehicles today all have nylon lines. They don't even use steel anymore because of this problem with rusting fuel lines. So what you can do is he can either go to Advance Auto Parts or he can go online. Mm-hmm. Dorman offers a fuel line repair tool. It's a universal tool that he'll be able to repair that fuel line using nylon. In other words, we'll say it leads from the engine to the fuel filter. The fuel filter is located on the driver's side of the vehicle on the left-hand side. So with this fuel line tool and also the repair kit, you can get an accessory kit that includes all the plug-on ends and everything that you need to do and use this crimping tool, this special tool that pushes the nylon tubing onto that connector. Just replace it from point A to point B, because again, it's going to start leaking. Again, you're going to disturb fuel lines and you're going to have a problem you'll be sorry that you even started on.
Yeah, that makes sense. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that does make more sense. Now, taking the fuel cap off on this car, the 1994, makes sense. What if it's a newer car and it doesn't have a fuel cap? How would I relieve that pressure, or do I not need to worry about it?
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about it because the newer cars all have plastic fuel lines. You shouldn't run across that problem.
Sure, throw logic at me, Dan.
Well, you know, don't worry about it because, you know, that's still, you know, again, because of the rust problems more and more.
Yeah.
You'll see, you know, stainless steel flex lines, or you'll see the hard flexible nylon fuel line that's used on the vehicles. But, you know, I've had a fuel line repair kit now for years, over a decade. Mm-hmm. And anytime I'm dealing with, you know, trying to splice something in, it's probably one of the worst. Yes, they offer this for you. But if he's in a disclosed area where he's repairing it, where they have compression fittings, mm-hmm. it may be a different story. But if you're dealing with a rusted line, how far do you have to go to find some unrusted material on the line? And, you know, moving a line again and cutting it, you're going to disturb something, especially on a vehicle that's 22 years old.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. And I wouldn't have thought about that, but it's a better repair, and it's going to last a lot longer than just trying to replace and cut a line.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I had a van, I think it's okay to say it was a Kia van that had rear heating, and the lines that took the antifreeze or the coolant back to heat it up were all metal lines. And those all rusted out at one point. So, they replaced them all with nylon lines. So, you know, it makes sense to do it that way. And I wouldn't have thought about it with fuel lines, but same thing, right?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, excellent. If you need it fixed, Dan's your guy right here at The Car Show. Speed Perks is now Advance Rewards at Advance Auto Parts, featuring a fresh new look and more ways to save. Earn points every time you shop, plus enjoy bonus offers on products that you buy most. Rack up rewards fast with $5 for every 500 points earned. Download the Advance Auto Parts mobile app to track your points, access exclusive deals, even combine coupons up to $100 for your next purchase. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com. That's advanceautoparts.com. In the world of auto repair, fine for now is just another way of saying, see you soon. Whether it's a timing belt, timing chain, or serpentine belt, the experts at Daco know it's important to replace surrounding parts, like tensioners and pulleys, at the same time. That helps prevent unexpected breakdowns and roadside headaches. That's why Daco offers one of the widest kit selections available, with premium quality parts designed to work together, making repairs more complete. You can learn more at Daco.com.
Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, if you want to shoot us an email, it's very easy, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. I check it all the time. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I forget, but I check it as often as I can remember. And then Dan answers your question. I don't answer the questions because, you know, that would be my answer is usually, boy, that's bad. You need another car. where Dan will answer and tell you how to fix the problem. We will shoot you back an answer via the email. Also, we will answer your email here on the air so your problem helps other people that have the same problem. And that's what we like to do. We like to help people, right, Dan?
Well, I know I do. I don't know about you.
Depends on the people. Sometimes I help people, sometimes I don't, you know.
Well, it depends if their credit card's on file.
Exactly. Are you paying with cash? Here's an email. This person has a 2015, they're working on a 2015 Honda Civic, 112,000 miles. They said they recently noticed the radiator cooling fan doesn't always come on in traffic after the engine reaches operating temperature. There's no overheating, but they said the temps are slowly creeping higher when idling. They said they've checked the coolant level, they've replaced the thermostat about a year ago, and they verified that there's no stored or pending engine codes with a basic OBD reader. They said live data shows the coolant temps at around 96 to 101 degrees, 205 to 214 Fahrenheit while sitting still. They also plugged in an AD600S. I'm not sure what that is. I guess it monitors engine data live. That's kind of nice.
Okay.
And they said the coolant temp reading looks believable. I don't know what that means. And it climbs smoothly, but the fan behavior is inconsistent. When the fan does kick on, the voltage at the connector is about 13.7 volts. I checked the fuses, swapped the fan relay with another known good one, and just to rule it out. He said, at this point, I'm thinking the coolant temperature sensor, coolant temp sensor accuracy, wiring ground resistance, or something in the fan control side. Have you ever seen anything like this on a higher mileage Civic? Have a good check. He wants to know, have you ever seen this before, and is there something else he might check next besides those things?
Well, you know, he did his homework on this, but it wasn't really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You get an older vehicle like that with miles, and what is it, you know, over 10 years old?
Yeah.
11 years old.
Yeah, it seems strange to think of a 2015 as an older car, but it is 11 years old now.
Right. So here's what happens. Think about this, Brian. Driving that car 100,000 miles, mm-hmm. the amount of air that actually passes between the AC condenser and also the radiator. Think about all the bugs driving during the summer months that end up getting spattered to your bumper, and they're everywhere. You know, the bugs also can end up on the front side of the condenser. You can have debris that forms in between the radiator and the condenser. And this is one of these that you can't simply just take your garden hose in the front and try to, get it out. Because when you do it from the front, what you're doing is you're forcing that debris in further into the cooling fins. So what he needs to do, or she, is remove the cowling up on top of the radiator and the condenser, and get a flashlight and see if you can see between the radiator and the condenser. Sometimes you may have to undo a couple bolts, but I think the problem is not necessarily anything else but debris that is blocking everything. And, you know, one thing he didn't mention, yes, he replaced the thermostat, mm-hmm. said nothing about flushing the cooling system.
Yeah.
Over time, if the coolant isn't changed, a lot of corrosion can form. I mean, that could be partially it too. And yes, the corrosion can actually get on top of the coolant temperature sensor on the sensor and the ball bend. And it could be inaccurate too. But I would start off with the basics, something that you don't have to spend any money. You just do a little bit of time, and that would, you know, clean the radiator, clean all that. And again, you know, normally, he said it's climbing up a little bit at that speed. Keep in mind that if the main problem is up at the front, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to be higher at the engine because you don't have the coolant flowing through the radiator. So that's why he says at idle, he notices it'll go up. And of course, the cooling fan doesn't turn on. Well, sadly enough, I believe on that year, the cooling fan switch is located within the radiator.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just do, go back to the basics. You know, don't be the washing repair man that takes everything apart and then forgot to look to see if it was plugged in.
Yeah.
No, do the simple, do the simple things first.
Yeah. Start with the basics and eliminate them, and then worry about what's more complex,
right,
as you go.
But But I'm pretty confident that he's going to find out that there's a lot of debris in that forms. You know, it's okay. It happens. I mean, yeah. You wouldn't believe the stuff I see over time that ends up clogging a radiator up. And again, you know, he can remove the radiator cap too. That still should be equipped with one. Mm-hmm. And look down and see if you see on any of the corrosion with inside the radiator. You'll see it accumulated like a white calcium that's built up, and that's where maybe a good flush would also help.
Okay, so flush it, make sure you ain't got no debris in there. That's a pretty easy way to start.
Very easy, yes.
There you go. Even I could do that.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, you're right. There's some technical stuff there. Here's one more. This person has a 2002 Chevy Tahoe V8, 182,000 miles on it. Said at home, I got it. I got it home, and it has a service engine soon light turned on. So I turned it off to get my code scanners. While scanning the code, I noticed the clock reset itself to 1 o'clock as if I disconnected the battery. Had a P0300 code. It suggested a fuel pressure regulator, so I deleted it to see if it would come back. Today, I felt it shaking at a red light. I plugged in my scanner and had got the P0300 pending code again, and my clock reset itself to 1 o'clock again. I had the alternator checked at Advanced Auto Parts, and it was good. What would you look at next?
Well, if you want to eliminate the clock problem, you want to make sure you check all the fuses first, because there's one fuse, when the key's on, and another fuse for keep alive memory. So that is unrelated to the engine drivability problem. And if he did come up with that code, the PO300, that indicates it's a multiple cylinder misfire. Multiple cylinder misfires can happen, yes, through a fuel pressure regulator, because it has vacuum that leads to it. And if the diaphragm fails, where the vacuum goes in, it can actually flood the engine out, and that's why you'll have the misfires. But a simple way to test that is if you remove, it's on the back side of the engine, on the driver's side. Mm-hmm. If you remove that vacuum hose to the fuel pressure regulator and shake it a little bit and you see fuel dripping out of it, yes, it needs a fuel pressure regulator. Other common problems, and this is, that PO300, it did say something about the pressure regulator, mm-hmm. but also that 300 code could be due to the fact that it has intake manifold leaks too, which is very common on the early General Motors vehicles with the 5.3. So first test, shake that fuel line, that vacuum line that leads to that. And if it does have fuel in it, good news again, you don't have to necessarily go to the selling dealer to get this part. Is definitely in the aftermarket, and standard motor products will have that. And I know for a fact that because of that fuel pressure regulator fitting many years, that Advanced Auto Parts should have that in stock. So again, don't be putting parts on it unless you verify the problem for sure. Do that if the regulator's bad, and then run it again and get your owner's manual out and read down the list about what controls what, but he's most likely going to find a secondary fuse that's blown.
Oh, okay. That seems a little very simple is what I was trying to say.
It is. And again, most of the fuses are up underneath the hood in the power distribution center on the driver's side.
Excellent. Well, another one in the books, Dan.
That was fast. Let's do it again.
I think we did a good job. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Cindy, she's not going to pat us on the back.
Well, why would she?
I know. It's up to us.
She won't.
Yeah. Until next week, have a safe driving week ahead, everybody. You won't see it coming. A small leak, a quick rise on the temperature gauge, and then engine failure. By the time you pull over, it's too late. Thousands in damage, all from a leak that could have been stopped in minutes. KSEAL Seal's head gasket block and radiator leaks just shake, pour, and go. Don't wait for the warning light. Protect your engine now with KSEAL. It's available nationwide at most automotive parts retailers. You can learn more at KSEAL.com. And remember what we always tell you. You don't just seal it, you KSEAL it. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com.